I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey series. A new breezy sound is said to have emerged on the tropical beaches of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, back in the 1950s. As the story goes, an intimate gathering of college students, some artists, painters and sculptors alike, and some musicians hung out together, playing music, conversing, enjoying kind weather, en route to creating a new sound, which they intentionally named Bossa Nova.
Quando eu vou cantar, você não deixa. E sempre vem a mesma queixa. Diz que eu desafino que eu não sei cantar.
So, just what is Bossa Nova? It is modestly a version of the samba, though softer in texture, yet still based upon Brazil's traditional music, shaped in part by American jazz and revealed with Portuguese lyrics, guitar, piano, sometimes an organ, concert bass, and subtle percussion. Born in the 1950s and solidly developed in the 1960s, Bossa Nova was not just about the music, it was also a prevalent dance form, featuring a style of dance that was certainly easier on the knees and cordial to the relaxed sway of a dancer's hips.
O que você não sabe nem sequer presente é que os desafinados também têm coração. Fotografei você na minha Rolleiflex. Revelou-se a sua enorme gratidão.
Bossa Nova translates from Portuguese to English as new trend or new wave, with the fluttering construct of a two-bar rhythmic pattern, fairly liberated from its close cousin, the samba. Its vocal framework is derived from the Cabo Sul, a folk music style hailing from Brazil's northeastern region. During the 1960s, word spread around the globe regarding this new Brazilian sound called Bossa Nova. North American jazz musicians in the U.S. took notice and began listening, ingesting, and playing it with their personalized adaptations while retaining the genre's culturally distinctive sound. As the instrumental sound of Bossa Nova began to travel the world, melodies would often follow, with lyrics that became and remain a part of standard performance works in the repertoire of jazz artists, not only in Brazil, but across the globe.
O que você não sabe nem sequer presente é que os desafinados também têm coração. Fotografei você na minha Rolleiflex. Revelou-se a sua enorme ingratidão.
As the Bossa Nova began to make its way across world stages, it never left behind its sinuous and caressing feel, warm melodies and syncopated rhythms, always subtle and danceable. And in the 2000s, with a well-deserved popular facelift, it remains one of the best-known Brazilian music styles worldwide, still capable of drawing you in, or virtually, to your favorite seaside beach, where you can create your own musical oasis. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.